Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White, and coming at you with some commentary. It is very rarely that I am struck dumb by complete and utter nonsense. I have seen it all, y'all. I've been blogging and YouTubing for 5 years now, since 2010, and I have seen it all. Yet, there is still so much more to say what the F about. This recent study that was done by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and Howard School of Public Health did a study of about 1,000 black folks. And they came to the conclusion that the majority of black women do not want long-term relationships. Yes, y'all, we just wanna be single forever. We don't wanna get married. We don't wanna have children within wedlock and enjoy the benefits of marriage and have a partnership. We don't want shared resources and building legacies. We just want to be partying in a club with our 3-foot weaves, y'all. So there you have it. Oh, but it gets worse, because the same study says that while black women are not interested at all, most of us are not interested at all in long-term relationships, black men are, and that 53% of the men that they polled said that they were interested in long-term relationships. So, that's interesting. So, black women just want to be baby factories. We just want to have a whole bunch of babies and not have any partners and be single while we see women of other races happily with their families. We just don't want that. That's stupid. Why would we want that? We want to embrace the struggle. We want to have all kinds of babies by all kinds of different men, never married. That's what we want, according to this study. And we are also total bitches, because 53% of black men really want long-term relationships, and it's a black woman's fault. Oh, and let's not, I mentioned this on my blog today because I could not believe the what the fuckery, but there was a guy on that commented on the website, Naturally Moi, that I quoted from, who said, black females use black men like they use black childbirth. Many black females use black males as sperm donors. Yeah, he said that. And have no problem leaving them. He said that too. Okay. Black females feel they'll always get eternal attention from their children. Black females would rather be alone and with girlfriends and her offspring than to submit to a man. Yes, girl, it is all your fault, Keisha. It is. Shaquita, it's all your fault. Latasha, is also your fault. Sorry. In a biblical context, it's damnation. The neo-age of Eve and Madam also plays the ungodly role of heterosexual separations. I have no idea what he meant by that last statement. It made absolutely zero sense to me, but I think you get the drift. Again, Shoshaniqua, Bunquita, Latasha, Lisa, all of y'all, it's your fault. Yes, yes. And now we have a study to confirm how shitty black women are. Are you happy now? It just warms the cockles of my heart when I see stuff like this. And if anyone thinks that I am seriously enjoying the results of this study, and if I am seriously entertaining that this could possibly be true, you have no idea who I am and what I stand for. This study is complete bullcrap. I have been in this space for too long. I have talked to too many Black women in my life to believe this bullcrap. Let me tell you that the deepest desire of most Black women, their deepest desire, is to have a companion that loves them long term. Their deepest desire is to have a husband and family and help and support. They don't want to do it alone. They just expect that they have to. With a 73% out of wedlock rate completely corrupting our families and our community, there are legions of girls who grow up and just never expect to get married. They have never seen their grandmothers, even now so far as their great grandmothers, doing it all alone is all they know. But are they happy about it? Is it something that they're like, woo, yay, yay, I get to raise a baby by myself, yay. Do you think that's really what they want? Come on. Stop treating Black women like we're some separate other species of women. The majority of women of all races wants a partner who is there for the long haul. They want one father for their kids, and they want that man to be a capable protector and provider for the family. They want to raise their kids with help. Are you serious? You really think that Black women want to work 8-12 hours a day, then come home, have to cook dinner, help the kids with the homework, put the kids to bed, and have every single waking moment be constantly working in the struggle and putting in the double shift? Are you seriously trying to tell me that? Really? Really, Harvard University? Really, Johnson Foundation? Really, NPR? That's really what you're trying to tell me? I call major big stinking bullshit. Bullshit. I don't believe it. Nothing you can say will make me believe that. Especially since you only sampled 1,000 people. And as we know, the Black community is diverse in terms of class and exposure and even region. So I call bullshit. I call big, stinking, nasty, fuming, steaming bullshit. What say you? Meet me in the comments section. Bye.